I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. The grade A has become pretty easy to come by at some U.S. elite universities. Has the education system become so worried about stressing students out that they aren't even getting a good education and maybe stressing them out even more? Well, let's go through it. At their final professor meeting of the spring semester a little over a year ago, the then dean at Harvard University provided the grade point average of the graduating class. It was about a 3.8, which analysts say is ridiculously high. The Atlantic reports the dean then and the professor started to chuckle, and then they burst out laughing. A 3.8 average GPA? They were laughing because they knew how high they were and how little brain function and time the students had put into getting them. The Classroom Social Compact Committee, in its January report, said that they're doing less economic work, they skip class at an alarming rate, and that they do not prioritize their academic experience. Now, I have two good friends who are educators. One at an elite California university says the work habits of the students is deplorable. They expect to get good grades for showing up or even just enrolling without doing much work. He says the administration frowns on any professor who doesn't pass the students. Another worked for years at the high school level. He, by his own admission, was a tough teacher. He taught advanced courses in math and science. He says he also got pressure from administrators to give out favorable grades. He is quick to caution the vast majority of his students worked very hard, but that the growing trend of not wanting students to deal with failure, even though they might deserve it, has led to some inflation of grades. Now, it is true that kids are starting to learn stuff from the time that they're 4 or 5 when they pick up their mom's or dad's iPad or mobile phone and start scrolling through and learning stuff. Do they need as rigorous a formal education down the line? Does the workforce demand the same? So, educators are finding out that there are some unintended consequences in this trend. In trying to give students a leg up with good grades, they're finding out that with the plethora of A students, the A doesn't mean much. It is putting more students in fear of getting a B. It has put more emphasis on doing lots of extracurricular activities to stand out, and that creates more stress as they begin to look for careers. I mean, at Harvard, by 2021, 79% of the grades were A's. 79%, up from 33% in 1985. As well, my friends point out that not having to complete tasks can leave the students with a lack of disciplinary training and a lack of the ability to think critically. So the questions, is this a bad thing? Do our students need to spend tons of their college time reading and doing papers? Are we turning out more well-rounded, less stressed graduates ready to go out and find the cure for cancer or to save the world? Or is our society becoming less well-educated? Are we downgrading education to a point of hurting America's intellect in the years to come? What makes sense?